The pasuk says Esther and Mordechai wrote the institution that everyone should keep the second letter of Purim. The Gemara says, what does that mean, the second letter? There was correspondence between Esther and the sages. She said, let's keep a record for generations of what happened here. They said, no, it'll be problematic. The nations will get jealous. It'll cause pogroms. She said, no, we're going to write it in a way. There won't be problems. There is a source. We have to do it. So there were people who came arguing against Mordechai. They said, why are you being so brazen? Why is it that you're standing in the way of Haman? If you wouldn't have started all the trouble, we wouldn't have been in this problem in the first place. And they said, we're not so happy with you, Mordechai. Yeah, everything worked out okay, but you caused this danger. It says even some of the chief rabbis kept a distance from Mordechai. It says some of the Sanhedrin stayed away from him. They said, you shouldn't have brought all of the people of Israel into this state of danger. We needed miracles. Yeah, you made the problem, so we needed miracles. You shouldn't have done that. So Esther writes them a letter. And she says, rabbis, I want you to write down the story of Esther. You have to show that the court sides with Mordechai on this, that Mordechai did right, that we have to stand up against Amalek. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos that even as time goes on, we have to know that this mitzvah doesn't get weaker. We still have the mitzvah to stand up against Amalek. And there has to be something within man's nature that a person says, I hate evil. I don't want evil to succeed in the world. I want what's right. We discussed in our first class today that it's very hard to purify that trait, to feel like I really hate evil. I don't hate the person. I hate evil. I want good to be in the world. But a person can develop that within themselves. And that's why Mordechai couldn't bow down to Haman. Mordechai was pure. And so Mordechai says, I can't. He's representing everything that's evil in the world. I cannot put my head down before him. And you see that Hashem agreed with Esther and Mordechai. And that's the idea that they proved to them from the Torah that there's a basis, that there's based on derivations from Torah, you should write down the story of Esther. And it could be that that's why Esther honors Haman and calls him to the meal. She's showing everyone, you know what? Look at Mordechai. He showed Haman no honors. I'm going to show Haman honors, and let's see what happens. What's the next thing that happens after Haman gets those honors? He says, I'll kill a Jew tomorrow. You see, you show him honor. What comes out of it? Haman says, I don't have to put up with this. I'm going to bump him off right away. So Esther was trying to say, don't think that by being nice to evil, then the evil will be nice to you. When you're willing to be nice to evil, then the evil only raises its arrogance and has less patience for good in the world and is more brazen in its attempts to destroy it. And that's why Esther concludes the Megillah with this argument, you have to write this down for generations because you as a court have to show that even though there are a minority of rabbis who disagree with Mordechai, the standing of the court is that Mordechai was right. And that's why Esther insists at the end of the Megillah, you have to write this down.